heading into the happy hour, and oh, what a happy day it has been. Have you been with us all day? Then you know how happy things have been inside the Gwynn and Chris program today. 5:03 is the time. Chris Hello. Tony Gwynn Jr. at Petco Park. He has escaped matters for the rest of the afternoon. He and Jesse Agler getting ready for the broadcast of tonight's game between the Padres and the Nationals. If you're wondering what I'm referring to, that's why we have the Odyssey app. That's why we have 97.3thefansd.com. If there's any part of the show you missed, you think you want to hear it, go back and find it, and you can hear it all. And you can find out what got Scraby into deep trouble earlier in the show.
You waded me into the water.
How I was able to protect him and extract him from danger.
You didn't do any of the sort.
I did not do any of the sort, is right. 5:04 is the time. Padres and Nationals, Sam Levitt's pregame show coming up at the bottom of this hour. I got a couple of things to get into before we get back to baseball, though, Scrabe. You pick. You want to start with basketball, baseball, basketball, football, or hockey? Scrape, your choice. Listener's choice here. What do you think?
I'm
going to do all three of them, so it just doesn't really. You're just picking.
Let's start with baseball.
Baseball wasn't a choice.
Yeah, I thought you just said baseball.
I know,
hockey,
I messed up. It's basketball, hockey, or football.
Let's go football.
You want to go football first?
We're watching football here in studio. Let's go football.
Do you know who? And this is the football. Do you know who Isaiah Bugs is?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
I bet you most people don't know who this guy is.
Yeah.
Isaiah Bugs has been released by the Kansas City Chiefs for being arrested like a whole bunch of times in Alabama this offseason. In May, he was charged with 2 misdemeanor counts of second-degree animal cruelty. That's enough to get you in a whole lot of trouble. A couple of dogs under his care, a pit bull and another, were found to be neglected, etc.
Others that neglect their dogs end up becoming the Raiders head coach, but that's another story for another day.
That's great. So glad you went there.
He did the same thing this guy did almost, and he got a slap on the wrist, and he's a head coach now.
All right, Isaiah Bugs did that. He then was booked on a domestic violence and burglary charge. That's something I don't believe the Raiders coach was charged with.
No, that's true.
Anyway, the Chiefs said enough is enough, and they have released him. It's amazing how easy it is to release somebody on merit when they suck.
When they're not good, yeah.
Yeah, when their name isn't Rashee Rice. I don't understand how the Chiefs get away with this crap. I really don't. I mean, nobody has been in more trouble this offseason than Rashee Rice.
I would say the Chiefs in general. I'm sorry. I know that one of our great listeners, Maria, is on the chat right now. She's a Chiefs fan. They have not had the cleanest offseason.
No, but I mean, Rashee Rice, please. The driving incident, the aggravated assault incident, the fight in a nightclub incident. I mean, it's just on and on with Rashee Rice. And yet he remains somebody that Andy Reid continues to stick up for. And every time they ask him about it, he goes, he's a good guy. We're going to work with him and we're going to look into it. It's an ongoing investigation. But as soon as this guy, Isaiah Bugs, glances in the wrong direction at somebody, off you go. I don't know. I just thought it was very hypocritical.
Brandon makes a good point. He said, they released Kareem Hunt for a more serious thing than Rice got in trouble for. But I believe that they were under fire to do that.
Yes. I mean, if they would have kept, was it Kareem Hunt?
Kareem Hunt, yes.
Yeah. Kareem Hunt, the rule is if you're beyond the purview of law, you just go play with the Cleveland Browns. So that's kind of the new rule. All right, so there's your... Let the Browns fans deal with you. All right, you want basketball or hockey? Let's go basketball.
Okay.
I want to save hockey. Tomorrow is the NBA draft. It's underway.
That's my
Did anybody even know that the NBA draft is tomorrow? I did not, really.
I didn't know either until I looked up at the TV.
Exactly. Had to be reminded of it. There'll be live coverage at 5 o'clock on television. We'll try to keep you up to date with what's going on our radio shows tomorrow. Scraby has one tomorrow night after our show. But the reason nobody's talking about the NBA draft is because the number one pick according to ESPN and people who do this kind of thing, is a guy whose name I can't even come close to pronouncing. He's from France. He's 19 years old, and the Hawks are supposed to take him.
Okay.
Risacker, I believe, is his last name.
Sorry.
I'm just taking a wild stab. I have no clue. The next guy is from Perth, Australia. Washington Wizards are supposed to take him with the number 2 pick. His last name is Sarr, S-A-R-R. Third pick, you might have heard of, Reed Sheppard, young guard from Kentucky. And on down the line it goes. But anyway, the first couple of picks are going to be foreign players, at least according to this particular draft simulation. A bunch of guys from the G League. The point is basketball's lost quite a bit with all of these other ways for guys to get ready to go into the NBA.
Yeah.
It's probably better for them and their talent, but it doesn't give us the same interest who follow college basketball. We know who these college basketball players are, but they're hardly being drafted at all. For example, Zach Edey, who you all know, the big kid from Purdue, two-time player of the year, isn't projected to go until 17th in the first round. That team they project him to, by the way, is the LA Lakers. We'll see if that is how that turns out.
Oh, I would love for him to be on the Lakers.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what Tony's response to that would be. The only other name that anybody seems to really care about being drafted one way or another is a guy by the last name of James, first name Bronny. And whether or not he'll be drafted at all, we'll see. I'm looking at this particular mock draft here. Keyshawn Johnson's on here. Second round to Golden State, 52nd pick overall. I hope for Keyshawn's, you know, case he gets that.
Yeah.
And they do have Bronny James, second round pick going to the Lakers. So, well, those to me, those will be the intriguing stories. The NBA, though, is trying to become the NFL. They're going to fall far short, but they're trying. Tomorrow is the first round. The second round won't be until Thursday. They're doing a two-day TV event.
Well, if the NFL does it, Chris.
Well, the NFL does
everybody
what, three
has to
days?
Do it.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll throw a little luck, good luck in for Keyshawn Johnson. I also love to see, you know, our guy from San Diego State taken. In the
why am I forgetting
in the draft?
Name?
I know. I mean, he's only my all-time favorite player in the history of basketball.
Why are we forgetting his
oh,
name?
Oh my God!
I mean, chat, help me, please.
Somebody, please write down our Aztec power forwards, All-Americans' name.
Why can't I remember
his
name?
Oh my God! I'm totally having a moment.
Chris is someone who is going and to take this home with him.
I'm not going to sleep well now.
I think the chat is just letting us hang.
I thought as soon as I threw his name out there, I would just come to me.
Oh, Jaden Ledee.
Thank you.
There we go.
Jaden Ledee.
That was sad.
That was not good on our part. Jaden, if you're out there, man.
We
understand that I'm old and senile, but there's no excuse for that one. No excuse for that one. All right, so NBA draft.
Chat says, if we can't remember him, that's probably not a good sign that he gets drafted. Which...
No, he's probably not going to get drafted, but he'll get an opportunity, and I'm going to bet on Jaden Ledee to make it. All right, hockey. This is the same thing I pretty much say every year at this time of year. There's just absolutely no better tradition in sports than the Stanley Cup coming out on the ice. The players, one at a time, getting to lift it over their head, passing it around. Each member of the team getting their moment with the cup. And Lori and I were watching this last night after the game was over and Florida had won. It doesn't really matter to us who wins the Stanley Cup. It's the one tradition / celebration that my wife and I watch together every sports year. And we enjoy it every single time. And I will say this, the handshake line that the Stanley Cup playoff teams do is still sportsmanship at its finest. After beating the snot out of each other for 7 games, every player on both teams lines up. They all shake hands, going through the line one at a time, hugging and congratulating. You know, the NBA's had trouble with this, or not college basketball.
Yeah.
Remember last year, there's a couple of fights broke out.
There's so many fights.
Come on, man. Can't we just get it together?
Come on, man.
So, all right. Anyway, the Stanley Cup, the greatest tradition. I was going to ask you, other than maybe the last year's champ putting the green jacket on this year's champ.
Pretty good one.
Give me another tradition that even holds a candle to the Stanley Cup coming out on the ice and everybody holding it up. Yeah, I honestly was trying to think last night. I couldn't come up with any. I must be forgetting something. But like baseball, is there anything after the World Series?
Of course, you get Drunk Rob Manfred delivering the MVP trophy, okay? So that's a good tradition.
All right. What do you get in football?
I guess they do the thing where they get on the stage and they all get to raise it up and they all get to talk about...
Not close. It's just not close.
It's the same thing.
It's not close to the Stanley Cup. It doesn't hold a candle to it.
I appreciate about the Stanley Cup is that... Sorry, Nick just walked by the window and it scared me. I was like, who is that?
Oh.
I think it's really fun when players take it out and about. I saw a video of a Florida Panther just walking down the street and with the cup, and everybody's like, who is this guy? And he just has it over his head on some random street. I love it.
Well, that's the other part of the tradition that we don't see, which is certainly amazing and fun, is that every player who wins the Stanley Cup gets one day with the cup.
I wonder how they choose the order. Do you know how they choose the order?
Of how that happens?
Yeah.
I think that's somewhat geographical.
I think each player
you know, decides where they want their day with the cup to be, and then they, you know, I don't think they fly to Yugoslavia or, you know, to Slovakia and then back to Canada and then over to Greece.
That does make
and then,
sense. Yes.
You know, so they probably, but every player gets a day with the cup, man. That's pretty awesome.
Does Mr. Cupkeeper,
I think he goes everywhere.
He does.
Just his life.
That is awesome.
Mr. Blonde-haired Cupkeeper
guy. If I was able to just travel the world with a Stanley Cup, that would be cool.
My wife said, is he married? I go, I don't know. At least he's
to
the cup.
Are you interested?
He said he's married to the cup. Anyway, I hockey, to me, for one night at least, it's the greatest theater in sports. And it doesn't matter who wins the Stanley Cup. I mean, I don't could care less about the Florida Panthers, but it, you know, it's always fun. There's always great stories. Some kid from a little hometown who's, you know, never been on an airplane and he's getting the Stanley Cup, and then some other guy who's been in the league for 30 years. And you can see the coach of the Panthers last night, Paul Maurice, because he had been in the league coaching for like 25 years. He's never won the cup. And when he got it in his hands, I mean, it was just a choke-up type moment. It was a heartfelt moment because you could just tell how much it meant to him. Anyway, I love the NHL celebration at the end of every year.
That is nice. I like that.
Break. When we come back, we are currently celebrating the brilliance of a young outfielder by the name of Jackson Merrill. It could have been different.
It could have been.
We'll explain when we come back after a check of traffic. All right, 5:23 is the time. Stick around. Padre baseball's coming up. Sam Levitt, pregame show, live from Petco Park, then at 6:30 tonight. Jesse, Tony, Padre baseball, the kid, Adam Major, going against our former kid, Mackenzie Gore, now at the Washington Nationals. Game 2 of a 3-game series. Got to say, Scrape, it's going to be hard for tonight to top last night in excitement.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
You get a 4-run bottom of the 10th, bases loaded, walk-off, Profar, the whole thing. Jackson Merrill had a big hit in that inning.
He certainly did.
Once again, and we keep talking about how he is quickly moving up the ranks now, you know, finally getting some recognition. And I know we've kidded around a little bit about, well, let's just keep him quiet so nobody knows who he is. I get that part of it, but at the same time, he's our guy, and we want everybody else to kind of know about it. And, you know, when the ESPN or whoever came out with these rankings about a month ago, top rookies in the National League, Jackson Merrill wasn't even in the top 10. And I thought, nah, that's not right. He was hitting, you know, pretty close to 300 then.
Yes.
But now that he's hit 7 home runs in June, and he's walked off games, and he's, you know, coming up with big hits night after night, people are starting to notice. Latest odds on Rookie of the Year in the National League. Imanaga, the Cubs, is still number one.
He's fading a little bit.
Plus 100. Skeens, Pittsburgh, plus 150.
He's looking good.
And number three, Jackson Merrill.
He's up to number three now. That's a huge jump for him.
He was out of the top 10. Now he's in the top three.
Jeez.
So he's moving up.
It's not that hard to realize that he's good.
Yeah, he has another month like this. He's going to jump both those other guys. And I know Skeens is getting a lot of notoriety, but Skeens doesn't play every day. Jackson Merrill's doing it.
He is.
So we're talking about Jackson Merrill, but anyway, Scraby brought this up. That was kind of interesting. Like if I had thought of it, I'd give it kind of a five. But since Scraby came up with it, I'm giving it like a nine.
Okay.
This was good. It's Jackson Merrill's draft selection in what, 2021?
2021. And
he was drafted how high?
27th.
So, as Scraby points out here, that means 26 other players were drafted ahead of Jackson Merrill. 26 other teams could have gotten him. Who did those teams take instead?
I just saw.
It's kind of fun to look back on this 3-4 years later.
Totally is. Number 25, I just looked at this and I thought that this couldn't be true, and it's not true. The A's drafted Max Muncy with the 25th pick of the 2021 draft. Different Max Muncy.
Are you sure?
I clicked on it. Yeah,
you're positive? Because Max Muncy did start in the A's organization.
Max Muncy's been in the league. He won in 2020, so he would have to be on the team in 2021.
So that's not the Max Muncy.
No. This guy is still in the rookie level league or high A. But anyway.
All right, so here are the picks ahead of Jackson Merrill. Number one was who? By who?
Your guy, by the Pirates, Henry Davis.
Oh, man. Henry Davis.
Catcher,
outfielder, and has not clicked at all.
No, he has not.
Not at all. He's been up and down, and when he's been up, he hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say my guy, because
I spent many days watching him in the studio.
I thought he was a sneaky pick for my fantasy team. Not so.
Second overall.
Okay, number two.
For the Texas Rangers, Jack Leiter. He just made his debut.
Oh, yeah, Al Leiter's son.
Yeah, he made his debut earlier this year against the Tigers, I believe. I don't think he had a good outing.
All right, but he hasn't really scratched the surface yet.
No, and now some of these players may be going through their minor league systems okay, so I don't know every single
We didn't do a complete breakdown on this.
The Tigers, this is why they may be the Tigers, Chris, because they drafted number three overall a pitcher named Jackson Jobe.
Okay, that's working out nicely. Now, again, maybe Jackson Jobe is 15-0 at Double A somewhere, and I don't know that.
But true.
As far as impact at the major league level, none so far.
Here's one that is local to us.
Okay, number four,
Boston Red Sox
shortstop.
Yep.
Yeah.
Marcello Meyer?
Right. Yeah, Marcello Meyer.
Marcello Meyer.
Yeah. Okay.
Eastlake High School, number four.
Taking him, a while. And again, I don't know how Marcello's doing. But I think it's fair to say that Jackson Merrill is ahead of him on the pecking order at this point in time.
Yes, I'm looking just to make sure that he... We
didn't claim that we looked every single guy up for there. We're just giving you some of the name. Like, you got to pick it up.
I got to pick it up. All right, Orioles outfielder Colton Cowser at number five.
Okay, he's at least made some noise this year as a rookie.
For the Orioles. Number six, Jordan Lawler for the Diamondbacks, a shortstop.
Not much yet.
Number seven, Frank Mazzucato for the Royals, a pitcher.
Who?
He works for our station.
Frank Mazzucato?
Yes.
No, he works on my car. He worked on my car Saturday down at the muffler shop.
Oh, here's another great name, Chris. Number eight, Benny Montgomery for the Rockies.
Yeah, that away rocks.
Number nine, Sam Bachman for the Angels.
So none of these guys yet, right?
I mean, we'll
the only guy
some.
That you've named so far that's even in the big leagues is Cowser.
Yeah, we'll get into some.
Some are better.
Kumar Rocker was number 10 by the Mets, but he did not sign, apparently. So that seems like a wasted draft pick right there. You pick some guy who's not even going to play for your team ever.
I remember he threw a no-hitter in college, but that doesn't mean anything now.
He's throwing heat, too, all the time.
Throws fast.
11th is Brady House for the Nationals, shortstop. 12th, Mariners, Harry Ford.
Listen to this. This is embarrassing.
Philadelphia Phillies, Andrew Painter.
This is only 3.5 years ago.
I know. 14th, Will Bednar, Giants.
Keep
for
going.
The Giants. Yeah, the Giants
won. Player.
We just saw him. 15th was Sal Frelick for the Brewers.
Okay, at least he's playing in the big leagues, but he's not as good as Jackson Merrill.
No, here's number 16, Khalil Watson for the Marlins.
Keep going.
Here's one for the big league. 17th is Matt McClain, Cincinnati Reds.
All right. He's injured
right now. But
he's hurt. He had at least a nice splash last year.
Then we go 18th, Michael McGreevy, Cardinals pitcher.
Sorry.
19th, Gunnar Hoglund, Blue Jays pitcher. 20th, Trey Sweeney, Yankee shortstop. 21st, Jordan Wicks. I've heard that name, right?
Isn't he the fireballer for the Giants now?
No, that's Hicks.
Oh, that's Hicks. Okay.
Yes. Jordan Wicks is a Cubs pitcher.
Okay.
Colson Montgomery, number 22, to the White Sox. Gavin Williams, number 23, to the Indians, or Guardians now.
Right.
24th, Ryan Cusick, the Braves. 25, Max Muncy, A's. 26, Chase Petty, Twins. Then you got Jackson Merrill. Then you got Carson Williams to the Rays. And Maddox Bruns to the Dodgers.
I mean, you know, just off the top of my head, there's a blowout victory for the Padres here when it comes to the 2021 draft.
Oh, my gosh. It's completely a blowout.
The only player I would even consider wanting that was taken ahead of Jackson Merrill that you named would be Matt McClain. And he's hurt right now.
He is hurt, yeah.
Colton Cowser has done a few things for the Orioles this year. Now, again, we could do the same list in a couple of years, and maybe some of these guys have made the big leagues and started making an impact. So let's put that disclaimer in.
Yes, and it also.
But as of right now, Jackson Merrill is miles ahead of everybody on that list.
I just randomly typed in the 2019 MLB draft.
Oh, I don't want to go there.
This is a good one, Chris.
Oh, this is a better one?
Oh, yeah. Adley Rutschman, Bobby Witt Jr., number two, J.J. Bladé, Riley, C.J. Abrams, Nick Lodolo, Josh Jung, Shea Langeliers, Alec Manoah, Corbin Carroll, Bryson Stott, Brett Beatty.
All right, I'm good.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones in the 2019.
All right, well, for 2021, Jackson Merrill, you are the man.
You are the man,
Keep
Jackson.
It going, Jackson. All right, what else we got? Anything last minute to get to? I think we're kind of out of stuff.
We're out of gas?
No, we're never out of gas.
That's true. I could talk forever. Do you want to go back into...
Oh, I got a little quickie one here.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I mean, this is just kind of interesting. It's not going to... The guy who just took Texas A&M to the College World Series for the first time.
Okay.
And lost last night, Jim Schlossnagel is his name.
It's a lot.
Has left Texas A&M to be the new coach at Texas.
Huh?
Really?
What? Where's really? Your loyalty, bro?
God! Is the game even over yet before he, like, said, I'm out of here? Wow.
That is crazy.
I guess it's not in that world, but it just...
There's no loyalty anywhere.
Nothing.
Nothing. Anywhere. That would irk me if I was a player for Texas A&M. Like, big time.
Schlossnagel started at UNLV, TCU, Texas A&M. Got Texas A&M to the championship game. And is gone before Tennessee has even done celebrating on the field.
See, I get that Texas is a big time athletic school.
I know it's but these are this is so.
Stand behind your decision.
College baseball is not to the level of these other sports, football, basketball. But do you get the feeling that maybe college sports might just like. Inhale itself.
Yes, I do.
In chase of the almighty dollar and this you've got to win. You know the guy at Texas who they replaced? In 8 years, he was let go because he only made the College World Series 3 times. Only made it 3 times.
You better be hoping you're
get
on your
out
best
of here.
Schlossinger.
We're taking Schlossnagel.
Schlossnagel.
Attaboy, Schlossnagel. We'll see you later. Thanks for the effort at Texas A&M, pal. I hope they didn't let him come home with the team.
Seriously.
From Omaha.
Seriously.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Make him pay his own way back.
Yeah. He can afford it.
Yeah. All right, Sammy's next. Pre-game. We're on after the game tomorrow. So day baseball tomorrow, then Gwynn and Chris afterwards. Enjoy the next two ball games for Tony, for Scraby, Chris.
Gotta get going.
Bye.